ABC Radio Melbourne.
Full credit to the Weekly Times this morning. I always love it when that paper falls on my desk. But they've got a really interesting story this morning saying that the state government is using the smokescreen of fire boundary changes to lift the level of risk that some Victorian bushfire-prone areas face this summer from the ongoing build-up of fuel loads. What they've done, according to this story, which is written by Peter Hunt, is that the government's Forest Fire Management Victoria Agency has raised the level of residual risks that it's deemed acceptable across most dangerous fire zones, it argues. So, for example, the Port Phillip zone, the acceptable risk level has been lifted from 80 to 85%. Across the state's northeast, 60 to 70%, and 65 to 70% in Gippsland. So raising that acceptable risk threshold rather than going in and clearing out the accumulation of fuel loads. Kevin Tolhurst is well known to you, Honorary Associate Professor in Bushfire Management and Ecology at the University of Melbourne. Kevin Tolhurst, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, is the story right?
Yes, it is. And I guess the problem is that those levels, that what we call residual risk, that's the risk that's left behind. After the treatment has been applied across the landscape.
And that means that they've not gone in and cleared out fuel loads where they should have, rather they've just lifted the risk?
Basically, that's correct. The Victorian Bushfire Royal Commission, after the 2009 fires, basically identified that there needed to be more prescribed burning done across the landscape, and that's part of the reason why they introduced the 5% target. But a lot of people, including myself, weren't a great fan of the 5%, although I understood why it was introduced. But the idea was to basically build up the expertise and capability in doing prescribed burning across the landscape. And what's happened is there's been this transference to a risk-based approach, which I think makes sense, but the level of risk needs to be debated and considered as to what is acceptable, but because the level of risk that we're talking about now is basically the same as what it was before 2009. So if we had another 2009 event, we'd have the same sort of outcomes in terms of 2,000 houses lost.
Let's cut to the chase here, shall we, Kevin Tolhurst? In order to keep these communities and parts of Victoria safe, should the authorities be clearing out the undergrowth, be clearing out the fuel load? Do we have an unacceptably high risk of fuel load there?
I think we do. But when you say clearing out, it's a matter of maintaining fire in the landscape. It's the prescribed burning, and that does reduce the nature of the fuels and therefore reduces the risk.
And we're not doing that for what reason?
Well, it's become almost bureaucratically and politically difficult to achieve because people don't like smoke, because there have been some, documented escapes. And so there is a very risk-averse organisation, I guess, trying to implement these prescribed burns. And there are so many constraints from a bureaucratic point of view that it becomes really difficult to undertake these burns.
Is burning the only way?
Well, it's the only way you can deal with large landscapes, because we're talking about hundreds of thousands of hectares here that need to be treated with fire. Fire needs to be kept in the landscape in the same way as rain and wind is part of the environment. Fire is part of our environment too, and we can only bottle it up for so long, and it's like a dam busting when we have a bushfire, because all the exclusion of fire over the previous decade or two, suddenly all that energy is released in one disastrous event, and that's what we've basically seen in this last summer as well in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, South Australia.
If you could advise the state government authorities right now here in as we head towards September about what to do to keep us much safer this summer, what would you say?
Well, we need to change how we do our business, and prescribed burning has to be part of that, and we need to be negotiating, talking to the communities so that the communities understand why this is being done, and they need to be feel comfortable that what's being done is effective. So there needs to be much better level of connection with the community so that people will accept a certain amount of smoke, knowing that the benefit will be significantly reduced impact of wildfires come summer conditions.
I can't believe we're talking about fires again. I feel like we just got through the last horror and tragic season. Always good to talk to you, Kevin Tolhurst. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Virginia.
Kevin Tolhurst is the Honorary Associate Professor in Bushfire Management and Ecology at the University of Melbourne.